Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 19th from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 to 18. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. Ow. Isaiah always speaks with thundering eloquence. At the same time, he oozes pastoral concern in every section of his writing. Take, for instance, the theme of salvation. Isaiah couches it in terms of rest, repentance, restoration. Salvation is not about doing at all. In fact, religious activity is often quite counterproductive. It drives you farther away from God. See Isaiah 28, 11 to 13. Embracing salvation is to realize just how far away you have been from God. To understand how much of yourself that you've expended on worthless stuff and busyness. Salvation is simply to ask God to be what he is quite ready to be toward you. Merciful, compassionate, gracious, forgiving, accepting, restoring. But so long as you keep insisting on working harder or doing things your way, God stays away. Rest is to stop your habitual activities. To let your mind go fallow, to cast off your burdens, and simply enjoy being utterly dependent on God. Why do you think God built into you the need to sleep one-third of your life away? Or that he urges you to have a whole day of rest and worship for 14% of your week? Repentance is to allow the Spirit of God and his Word to reveal where your life needs to be set straight. Repentance enables you to experience the magnificent grace of God, who does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Psalm 103, verse 10. God is eager for you to have an abundant life, life his way. And restoration is to be renewed in your original purpose and position. As a person made in the image of God, you were made to have an intimate and fruitful relationship with him, not one of fear and failure. And God is the only one who can drive out that fear and heal that failure because he is love himself. 1 John 4:18. God is love. Thanks for joining me today on the Daily Dose. We'll be back tomorrow.